You've got that brilliant idea, right? That spark that keeps you up at night, maybe. That vision for something truly impactful. You can almost feel the future you're trying to build, brimming with potential. But then it hits you, like a cold wave sometimes. That daunting wall of how do I actually fund this? How do you get the capital, the money, to turn that brilliant concept into a tangible, thriving reality? It's an incredible emotional roller coaster, isn't it? That initial surge of passion, that clarity for your vision, well, it often quickly collides with this overwhelming wave of financial anxiety. It leaves a lot of founders feeling stuck before they even, really begin. So today we're confronting that core challenge head on. We're talking about securing capital for true innovation. Our mission for this deep dive is pretty ambitious. We're here to cut through the confusion, all the noise. We want to challenge some of the outdated assumptions about how funding works, and most importantly, provide you with a clear, actionable path to funding your dream. We're going to explore strategies that can truly transform your search for financing.
Shift it from a daunting, often frustrating quest into something more strategic, more empowering. A journey where you hold more of the reins.
Yeah, and what's really illuminating, I think, is that the insights we're exploring today, they're drawn from this really compelling analysis. It's titled "Financing Your Business is Simpler with Spartan Cafe." And it doesn't just acknowledge the struggle, it validates it. It understands that feeling of hitting a wall. It recognizes the systemic hurdles that, well, disproportionately affect innovators. And then, crucially, it pivots. It provides a strategic, actionable framework for success. So this deep dive is really about empowering you, the builder, the innovator listening right now, helping you navigate this often confusing financial landscape with hopefully newfound clarity and a greater sense of control.
Absolutely. And we're not just here to, commiserate about the problems. We're going to dive deep. We'll explore powerful alternatives to those traditional funding methods. And we'll introduce you to an ecosystem specifically designed to simplify the entire funding journey, a platform that aims to connect you with the right people, provide intelligent, data-driven guidance every step of the way, and foster a community that actually lifts you up. By the end of this deep dive, you should feel, well, a renewed sense of possibility. A much clearer roadmap for your financial destiny, ready to stop just dreaming and start turning your vision into a funded reality. Okay, let's begin. All right, let's unpack this pressing issue first, because it's one that resonates deeply with, countless aspiring entrepreneurs. The hard truth, you see it in reports all the time, is that a staggering 82% of small businesses ultimately fail due to cash flow problems. 82%. Now, that isn't just a cold and personal statistic, right? It represents a graveyard of potential. Think about it. Countless brilliant ideas, meticulously crafted prototypes, revolutionary services, just dying on the vine.
Never seeing the light of day. This means founders feeling that immense pain of their vision being crushed, that frustration of feeling unheard, unbacked, simply because they couldn't secure that initial spark of capital. Many promising startups never even get off the ground. They lack the critical initial capital for, fundamental steps like building those first prototypes, hiring essential talent, even if it's just one or two key people, or reaching their very first customers to prove the concept. It's truly a heartbreaking, and you could argue, systemic reality for innovators trying to break new ground.
It is. It's a reality that, when we look at the bigger picture, it really highlights a fundamental mismatch. The traditional capital markets, as we typically understand them, they're just not designed for the fluid, often uncertain nature of early stage innovation. They operate on a completely different set of rules, different risk assessment metrics. Think about traditional banks, for instance. What do they want? They demand solid collateral, things a nascent startup simply doesn't possess, and an established track record.
Yeah.
Revenue, profitability. They're looking for stability, for proven revenue streams, for low risk, predictable returns. But innovation, well, by its very definition, it's about venturing into the unknown. It's about taking calculated risks, and often by necessity, operating with very little historical data. These two worlds, they rarely align in those crucial early stages.
And it's not just banks, which I think most people intuitively understand. Even venture capitalists, VCs, who you might think are the champions of innovation, they often operate with a very specific lens. Now, they do fund innovation, of course, but they frequently chase what's often called hockey stick growth. That rapid, almost vertical acceleration in user adoption or revenue, that signals explosive market demand and a clear path to massive scale.
Right. They want proof.
Exactly. They want to see those initial metrics, that undeniable upward curve, which frankly creates a bit of catch-22. Many incredibly talented early stage builders struggle to secure that initial funding precisely to get to that stage of proven explosive growth that the VCs often demand. It's a significant hurdle for an early innovator with maybe boundless potential, but limited existing data to show for it yet.
Precisely. The system, in many ways, it often favors pedigree, established connections, a conventional narrative, over genuine merit or maybe groundbreaking ideas from new players who just don't fit the mold. And this creates significant barriers to entry, often invisible ones. We see incredibly high rejection rates, especially for first-time founders, people who might not have a prior success story or, say, an Ivy League network to lean on.
Mm-hmm.
The application processes themselves, often incredibly complex, time-consuming, demanding meticulously detailed business plans, financial models that can genuinely deter agile startups. These startups need to move quickly. They need to iterate rapidly. They can't afford to get bogged down in bureaucratic hurdles that stretch for months and months. And crucially, there's often an inherent investor bias. It overlooks unconventional market disruptors. You know, innovations that don't fit neatly into pre-existing industry categories, or maybe leverage technology in ways investors just haven't seen before. These are the very ideas that could change the world. Yet they face this natural and often misguided hesitancy. This whole scenario, it really raises an important question, doesn't it? How do truly innovative founders break through when the traditional systems just aren't geared for their speed, their ambition, or their, let's say, unique approach?
Yeah, it becomes incredibly clear that this isn't just about needing money for the sake of it. As the analysis we're looking at underscores, it's fundamentally about control. It's about freedom. And having the clarity to actually execute your vision without that constant gnawing burden of financial anxiety.
Yeah.
You want to build.
Right.
You want to create, to innovate, not spend all your waking hours begging for capital or navigating some labyrinthine financial maze. You want to focus on developing your product, connecting with your customers, scaling your impact, free from that incessant, often debilitating financial worry.
That's a profound point. And the expert insight provided in the source is incredibly powerful here. It says, capital is a tool. If you don't know how to use it, it can do more harm than good. Now, this isn't just a truism. It's a critical warning. Seriously. Simply getting money isn't enough. You need to wield it strategically, like a master craftsman with a precision instrument. We've seen countless startups fail, not because they couldn't raise money, but because they maybe raised too much too soon, leading to what some call funding bloat.
All right, I've heard that term.
Yeah, and it can result in misallocation of funds, an unsustainable burn rate, you know, why spending faster than you're earning, losing focus on those lean principles that maybe got you there in the first place, or even creating internal conflicts over how to spend the newfound wealth. Sometimes too much capital can even pressure founders to scale prematurely before their product market fit is truly solid. And that can lead to a pretty spectacular implosion. So this insight makes the accompanying practical tip even more vital. It says, focus on demonstrating early traction, even small wins. Data, however minimal, speaks louder than concepts.
Small wins. Data.
Exactly. It means even if you don't have millions in revenue, showing undeniable positive feedback from pilot users, maybe a compelling number of pre-orders, strong engagement metrics for a beta product, a growing email list of genuinely interested customers, or even, say, letters of intent from potential clients. These are all tangible proofs of concept. They are signals that your idea has real-world resonance, that it's beginning to gain momentum, and that speaks volumes to potential investors and partners, much louder than just a concept on paper.
Okay, so if the traditional path presents so many hurdles, what does this all mean for you, the innovator, facing this challenging landscape? It means you absolutely don't have to play by the old rules. And this is where it gets really interesting, really empowering. Many incredibly successful ventures, the ones that have genuinely disrupted industries and changed our lives, actually started with creative alternative financing methods. They found innovative ways around those traditional gatekeepers, proving that where there's a will, there's almost always a way to fund your vision.
Indeed. And these alternative methods, they aren't just about circumventing the system to find money. They fundamentally demand and cultivate creativity and resilience from founders. They often force you to build lean, to be incredibly resourceful with every single dollar, and to truly prove your concept with minimal external reliance. Now, this process, while undeniably challenging, let's be honest, it's also a powerful forge. It molds founders and businesses into stronger, more sustainable entities, often creating a much more robust foundation for long-term success. It's all about smart, strategic resourcefulness that ultimately builds lasting value.
That's a powerful distinction, and it leads us directly to exploring some of these key alternative financing methods. Let's start with one of the most fundamental and, I think, empowering, bootstrapping. So bootstrapping is essentially the act of funding your business using your own personal savings, maybe early sales revenue generated directly from your customers, or minimal outside investment, often from friends or family, if any at all. Think of it as
building your business, often from the ground up, entirely on your own efforts and the organic revenue you generate. The benefits here are immense.
Yeah.
Firstly, you maintain full control, complete control. You don't give up any equity in your company, meaning you dictate the vision and direction without those external pressures.
Which is huge for founders.
Absolutely huge. Secondly, it forces incredible financial discipline. Every dollar counts because it's your dollar, or a dollar earned directly from a paying customer. This encourages a lean operation from day one. And this financial rigor, in turn, builds a strong, sustainable foundation for growth. Now, why does this matter so profoundly? Well, because it proves market validation organically. If you can generate revenue from early customers or operate profitably on a lean budget, you're already demonstrating that your idea has genuine merit and that you can make it work efficiently. This organic proof of concept can make you significantly more attractive to investors later on, should you choose to seek external capital, because you've already de-risked much of that uncertain early stage. Think of companies like Basecamp or MailChimp. They famously bootstrapped for years, building immense value before ever considering outside capital. Okay, next up we have grants. These are a truly fantastic option, primarily because they represent non-dilutive capital.
Non-dilutive, that's the key phrase.
Exactly. It means you receive funding, often from government agencies, maybe academic institutions or private foundations, without having to give up any equity or ownership in your company. Zero. Grants are typically targeted, though. They're for specific projects, research initiatives, or businesses that align with particular public benefit goals, especially those with clear social impact or significant technological innovation goals. For instance, here in the U.S., you have things like the Small Business Innovation Research, SBIR, or Small Business Technology Transfer, STPR, grants. They're specifically designed for small businesses engaged in R&D that has potential for commercialization. So if your idea aligns with a particular grant's mission, say developing sustainable energy solutions or pioneering new medical technology, it can be a phenomenal source of capital, capital that keeps your ownership completely intact. The challenge, of course, is the rigorous application process, and the competition is fierce.
Very competitive.
But that non-dilutive nature makes it exceptionally appealing if you qualify. And finally, let's delve into crowdfunding. This method involves raising small amounts of capital from a large number of individuals, typically via dedicated internet platforms like Kickstarter or Indiegogo, you know the ones.
Hmm.
The beauty of crowdfunding is its multifaceted benefits. It's not just about the money. Not only do you raise capital, but you simultaneously achieve powerful market validation.
That validation piece is critical.
Absolutely. If hundreds or even thousands of people are willing to pre-order your product or commit small amounts of money to your vision, it sends a powerful signal to the market and to potential future investors that there's real appetite, real demand for what you're offering. It also helps to build an incredible community of early adopters. These people often become your most ardent supporters, your evangelists, and it generates significant buzz, public relations around your project. Now, the article broadly refers to it, but it's worth noting there are different types. Rewards-based crowdfunding, where backers get a product or a perk, and equity-based crowdfunding, where backers actually receive a small stake in your company. Both offer unique advantages for validating demand and securing that crucial initial capital. You just have to think back to the early success of something like the Pebble Watch on Kickstarter. Huge validation before a single unit was mass-produced.
Yeah, this rich array of options, it really raises an important question, doesn't it? How can you strategically leverage these alternative methods, not just to secure the essential capital, but also to build a more robust, a more thoroughly validated business right from the ground up? And the expert insight from the analysis we're drawing on really speaks to this point. It says, the best way to predict your funding future is to create it through early customer validation and sales.
Create it yourself. I like that.
Exactly. It's the core empowering message behind successful bootstrapping and intelligent crowdfunding. You're not just asking for money, you're earning it by proving your concept, demonstrating tangible demand, and showing that your business model actually has legs. This proactive approach gives you incredible leverage, real negotiating power down the line if and when you do seek larger investment. And for a practical tip that honestly often gets overlooked, the analysis advises this. Before seeking external capital, exhaust your personal network and explore local accelerators that offer small seed funding. It's incredibly easy to underestimate the power of your immediate connections. Your friends, your family, former colleagues, even acquaintances. They might be your first, most enthusiastic believers, your earliest investors.
Friends and family, right?
Exactly. Or they might connect you to someone who is. These are often the people who trust you inherently. They're willing to take a chance based on your passion and their belief in you as a person. And local accelerators also offer a fantastic, often overlooked source of early funding, plus mentorship, invaluable connections, specifically designed for those really nascent stages of business development. They provide structured programs, access to experienced mentors, a community of peers facing similar challenges, all while often offering that crucial small seed funding that can bridge the gap from just an idea to initial traction. It's about starting small, starting strategically, starting locally to build momentum before you try to scale up to those larger, more competitive funding rounds.
Okay, now imagine if there was a platform out there that not only intimately understood these persistent challenges of traditional funding, but also offered integrated solutions specifically designed for you, the builder, who's maybe exploring these unconventional capital routes and beyond. The analysis introduces us to Spartan Cafe. And this is truly where the plot thickens, as they say, because it's described as far more than just another social platform. It's positioned as a strategic ecosystem, crafted with the innovator, the builder, firmly in mind.
Yeah, what's truly compelling here, I think, is how Spartan Cafe directly addresses that critical dual need, the need for both capital and strategic guidance. The analysis clearly states that Spartan Cafe simplifies this often opaque, confusing process, acting as a direct pathway to both essential capital and critical mentorship. It seems to deeply acknowledge that money without clear direction, without smart strategy, can actually be detrimental.
Right, that earlier point about capital being a tool.
Exactly. Capital alone is often insufficient for long-term success, and this is precisely why the integrated AI consultants and the community mentorship aspects are highlighted as so vital. Transforming it into what the article aptly describes as a pocket ecosystem for entrepreneurs, everything you need right there.
Absolutely. And the problem of access, it isn't merely about finding money, is it? It's profoundly about making the right connections with the right people. Those who genuinely understand your vision, who get it, and possess the resources or influence to actually back it. You could possess the most brilliant, world-changing idea, but if you can't get it in front of someone who believes in it and has the capacity to support it, well, regrettably, it just remains an idea locked away. Spartan Cafe aims to revolutionize this by making visibility a powerful form of currency. It's designed to help you gain that crucial visibility, organically bringing your project to the attention of potential investors, strategic partners, collaborators, people who are actively seeking the next big thing, rather than you having to constantly chase them down. So let's delve into some of the key features and read the profound benefits that Spartan Cafe specifically offers, how it empowers you. First, there's direct access. The platform provides, apparently, a carefully curated network of vetted angel investors and venture capitalists.
Vetted is important there.
It's very important. This is a game changer because it effectively eliminates many of those traditional gatekeepers. You know, the cold emails that go unanswered, the endless networking events, hoping for a lucky break, the unanswered phone calls, all that stuff that often stands between you and potential funding sources. You're not just sending your pitch into a void, you're connecting within a structured, purpose-built environment where investors are actively looking for opportunities. Then we have a truly innovative and, frankly, incredibly practical feature, AI consultants. As the analysis mentions, these sophisticated tools are designed to help you refine your business model and sharpen your pitch strategy. Imagine being able to literally talk to the app. That's how they phrase it.
Talk to the app, yeah.
And receive instant, intelligent, tailored feedback on how to strengthen your core concept. Maybe articulate your value proposition more effectively, or present your financial projections with greater clarity and impact. This is potentially game-changing for founders who might not have constant, immediate access to high-level strategic advisors or expensive consultants. It sort of democratizes expert guidance. Beyond direct advice, Spartan Cafe is designed to foster strategic partnerships. These connections are forged organically within the community itself, leading to new funding avenues, collaborative projects, synergistic relationships, things you might not discover anywhere else. It's about more than just a transactional relationship. It's about building a robust, interdependent web of support, knowledge sharing, and mutual growth that accelerates your progress. And finally, a cornerstone of its design. Spartan Cafe cultivates a truly results-focused community. This isn't just another social media feed cluttered with irrelevant noise. The analysis makes that abundantly clear. It says, no noise, authentic, unbiased, and explicitly not Facebook for Business.
Big distinction.
Huge distinction. This means you're engaging with a network composed exclusively of dedicated innovators, founders, investors, all laser focused on building, achieving real results, and providing constructive feedback. free from the distractions and, let's be honest, the superficiality so often found on general social platforms. It's an environment where genuine progress is the primary currency.
And that distinction is absolutely crucial. The expert insight from the analysis powerfully reinforces this. It states, your network is your net worth, especially when seeking capital. Build genuine connections. Spartan Cafe seems meticulously designed precisely for that purpose, to facilitate the building of genuine, high-quality connections in a focused, purpose-driven environment. It's not about how many likes you accumulate, right?
Yeah, not about vanity metrics.
Yeah. Exactly. It's about connecting with individuals who can genuinely help you move your vision forward, whether that's through direct investment, strategic advice, or opening doors to further opportunities. And these genuine connections often provide invaluable mentorship and moral support, which, let's face it, are just as critical as financial capital sometimes. So for a practical tip that ties directly into this, the analysis strongly advises, actively engage with the Spartan Cafe community, share your progress, ask for feedback, and demonstrate your commitment. Visibility is currency. This isn't a passive platform where you just post something and wait for magic to happen.
No sitting back.
You need to be proactive, intentional. By regularly showcasing your dedication, being open to constructive feedback, demonstrating consistent progress within this curated community, you will naturally attract the right kind of attention. This consistent engagement and visible commitment will organically open doors to the capital and mentorship you need. It transforms your activity into tangible opportunities.
Okay, so you've got your idea refined. You're diligently exploring funding options, maybe using some of these alternatives, and you're actively building crucial connections, perhaps within a supportive ecosystem like Spartan Cafe. But now comes that moment of truth. How do you actually convince someone to invest their hard-earned money in your vision? The analysis makes it unequivocally clear. A compelling, meticulously crafted pitch is your single most powerful tool for securing financing. It's the moment you either capture an investor's imagination and commitment, or, regrettably, lose their attention entirely, and quickly.
Yeah, and this brings up a critical question about effective communication in what is, let's face it, a high-stakes environment. Investors are constantly bombarded with ideas. They're sifting through countless pitches every single day. So if we connect this to the broader picture, a strong pitch isn't merely about conveying information about your product or service. It's fundamentally about building trust. It's about demonstrating your strategic thinking and showcasing your team's unwavering execution potential. You're not just selling an innovative idea. You're selling yourself, your team's capability, and your collective ability to bring that ambitious idea to successful fruition.
Exactly. It's not just what you say, but how you say it. And how effectively you convey confidence and clarity. Investors need to quickly grasp the core problem you're solving, understand your unique, differentiated solution, and immediately see the magnitude of the market opportunity you're targeting. Clarity and conciseness are paramount. They absolutely win the day. You have a very limited window, often just minutes, to make that initial impactful impression. So every word, every visual element in your deck, every gesture even, needs to be meticulously crafted and count towards building that compelling narrative. Crafting an investment-ready pitch involves several critical, really non-negotiable elements. First, your pitch deck must be visually engaging, but also rigorously grounded in facts, data, and realistic projections.
Data-backed storytelling.
Precisely. It needs to tell a compelling story, yes. But it must be a story robustly backed by numbers and evidence. It's about painting a vivid picture of the future, but using data and verifiable insights to make that vision credible, achievable. Secondly, you need to step squarely into the investor's perspective. Think like them. You must fundamentally understand what problem you solve for them. How does your venture fit into their portfolio? What kind of risk profile does it represent? And crucially, what tangible return can you offer on their business capital? They are looking for a strategic partnership that promises significant, measurable results for them. The analysis meticulously outlines the key elements of a truly strong pitch, and these are absolutely foundational. You need to clearly define the problem and present your unique, scalable solution. What specific pain point are you addressing? How is your solution distinct from existing alternatives? And how could it grow exponentially? That's the bedrock. Second, you must present a robust business model with clear, identifiable revenue streams. Investors need to understand precisely how you plan to make money. How is that model sustainable long term? What's your pricing strategy?
Show me the money, basically.
Basically, yeah. Show them how it works. And third, you need to provide realistic financial projections and a transparent, clear use of funds. Don't just throw out aspirational big numbers. Show how you've meticulously arrived at them. Detail your underlying assumptions. And, critically, explain how you intend to responsibly spend their investment to achieve those projections and key milestones.
The expert insight provided for this section is incredibly profound, I think, and often overlooked. It says, "Great ideas are common. Great execution and the ability to articulate it are rare and invaluable to venture financing." This powerfully emphasizes that merely having a brilliant concept, well, that's just the starting gun. It's the ability to clearly, compellingly, concisely present that idea, coupled with your demonstrated capacity to actually execute on it. That truly sets you apart in the eyes of investors.
The say-to ratio.
Exactly. It's about transforming your vision from just a thought into an investable, actionable plan. And this involves not just the content of your pitch, but your confidence, your ability to answer tough questions on the fly, your overall command of the material. So for a very practical and highly effective tip, the analysis suggests this. Focus on a 3-minute elevator pitch that highlights your core value proposition. Be able to expand from there. This forces you, really forces you, to distill your entire vision, its problem, solution, market, team, into its most potent, clear, and compelling form. If you can't articulate your business simply and convincingly in 3 minutes, you likely don't understand its most crucial selling points well enough yourself.
Or you haven't boiled it down yet.
Right. Or you haven't identified the truly unique essence of what you offer. Mastering this concise pitch ensures you're always ready to seize an unexpected opportunity, maybe literally in an elevator, and that you have an incredibly solid, memorable foundation from which to expand into a longer presentation when you get the chance.
Okay, you've done it. You've navigated the complexities. You've crafted that compelling pitch. Maybe you used Spartan Cafe. And you successfully secured the funding your vision needs. Celebration time.
Yeah.
But now what? The analysis gives us a crucial reminder, one that many founders, unfortunately, learn the hard way. Securing financing is an undeniably significant milestone. Huge. Mm-hmm. But how you strategically manage that capital determines your long-term success. This is a critical juncture where many promising startups, sadly, stumble even after receiving significant investment. That initial excitement of the funding check hitting the bank, well, it can sometimes lead to a dangerous lack of discipline, or maybe a shift away from the lean principles that brought them this far in the first place.
That's a powerful insight. And what's truly fascinating here is the fundamental shift in mindset required post-funding. It moves dramatically from that desperate question of how do I get money,
yeah,
to the more strategic, nuanced challenge of how do I make this money work hard for my vision, maximizing every single dollar.
Big shift.
Huge shift. And this transition raises an important question about balancing that long-term vision with the immediate temptations of short-term gratification. You know, the fancy office, the big launch party. The analysis critically emphasizes that prudent spending, strategic hiring, and continuous rigorous performance tracking are absolutely crucial for survival and growth. Avoiding that common temptation to overspend early, to chase every shiny new object, that is paramount for sustainable success.
Absolutely. Every single dollar of investment should align directly and demonstrably with your core growth objectives, period. It's about being incredibly intentional, strategic with every expenditure. This means being smart about prudent spending, not just spending, but spending wisely, with a clear return on investment in mind for every allocation. It also means strategic hiring, acknowledging that every new team member is a significant investment, not merely an expense on the P&L. You can't just throw money at problems by hiring bodies. You need to meticulously build the right team. Individuals who are not only talented, but also deeply aligned with your vision and your company culture to solve those problems effectively. Beyond that, you need diligent performance tracking, rigorous tracking. This involves establishing clear, key performance indicators, KPIs, that are directly relevant to your business model, and then monitoring them diligently, consistently, obsessively even. You need to know, with precision, what's working, what's not. And be prepared to pivot your strategy if the data demands it. No ego involved. And finally, transparent communication with your investors is absolutely non-negotiable. Maintain consistent, open communication channels. Provide regular updates on your progress, both the successes and the challenges.
Honesty is key there.
Totally. And demonstrating smart, responsible resource allocation. Investors are partners. They want to see their investment growing responsibly. They want to have confidence that you are a trustworthy and capable steward of their capital.
The analysis lays out several key strategies for post-funding growth that are, I think, truly essential for any funded founder. First, financial controls. This means implementing strict controls and rigorous budget adherence right from day one. Don't wait. This isn't just about accounting software. It's about embedding a deeply ingrained culture of financial responsibility throughout your entire organization, top to bottom. Second, prioritize spending. Focus your precious capital overwhelmingly on core product development and initial market acquisition. Nail those first. Resist the temptation to get sidetracked by secondary initiatives or, you know, non-essential perks until your core offering is robust, validated, and demonstrably finding its market. And third, investor relations. Consistent, transparent, proactive communication builds immense trust. This ensures ongoing support, it potentially facilitates future funding rounds down the line, and it turns investors into genuine advocates, champions for your business, rather than just passive capital providers. The expert insight for this section is a really powerful guiding principle. Profitability is not an event, it's a habit. Build a culture of financial discipline from day one.
Profitability is a habit. I like that.
Yeah. It's about instilling a fundamental mindset that every single decision, every expenditure, every strategic move contributes directly to the long-term financial health and sustainability of the company. It's a continuous, iterative process, not a one-time achievement you cross off a list. It means embedding lean principles into your company's DNA, constantly seeking efficiency, and empowering your whole team to make financially responsible choices rather than just chasing growth at any cost. And for a very practical tip that ties directly into this critical discipline, hire slowly, fire fast. Every team member hired is a significant investment. Ensure they align with your vision and add tangible value. This highlights the immense importance of human capital in a startup. It's everything. A bad hire can be incredibly costly, not just in terms of salary, but in wasted time, damaged team morale, diminished productivity, and even the opportunity cost of delaying critical projects because someone wasn't pulling their weight or fitting in.
Huge ripple effects.
Massive. So taking your time to meticulously find the right cultural and skill fit, and then swiftly addressing performance issues or misalignments when they inevitably arise, that's a hallmark of smart, sustainable growth. This principle safeguards your precious capital and ensures your team remains agile, effective, and focused.
Okay, we often hear a common set of questions from you, our listeners, about this whole daunting process of funding. And it's clear that the analysis we're discussing today, the one centered on Spartan Cafe, anticipates many of these very concerns. So, inspired by those frequently asked questions often found in resources like this, here are some key takeaways that can really guide you on your journey to securing capital. First, let's talk preparation. What's truly essential before you even think about approaching investors? The analysis emphasizes having a rock-solid business plan, one that clearly articulates your vision, strong market validation that proves there's a genuine need for your product or service, and, of course, a polished, compelling pitch deck. We covered that. You need to be able to demonstrate early traction, however minimal, or at least a crystal clear path to achieving it. And critically, you must understand your financial needs thoroughly, not just a ballpark figure. A meticulously detailed projection of how much capital you need and precisely how it will be deployed to achieve key milestones. Don't just guess. Do your homework. Regarding funding options, the analysis reiterates the diverse avenues available for early-stage startups. You've got angel investors for that initial seed capital, maybe seed rounds from small specialized funds, crowdfunding to engage a community and validate demand, government or private grants for that wonderful non-dilutive funding, and strategic partnerships that can bring both capital and crucial market access. Now, this is precisely where platforms like Spartan Cafe become so invaluable, according to the analysis, because they actively help connect you with many of these diverse sources of capital directly, streamlining a process that can otherwise feel really fragmented and just overwhelming. It's not about finding one golden ticket, right? It's about understanding the array of possibilities and knowing which might be best suited for your stage and industry. A common vital question, is Spartan Cafe financing only for tech startups? We hear this kind of question a lot. The answer, unequivocally, according to the source, is a resounding industry agnostic no.
Good to clarify that.
Definitely. Spartan Cafe is built to support innovators and builders across a wide spectrum of industries. Their core focus is apparently on impactful ideas, strong execution, and passionate founders, regardless of the sector. So whether you're developing a groundbreaking new app, sure. But also if you're designing a revolutionary sustainable product, pioneering a new service in a traditional industry like hospitality, or even innovating in biotech. The principles of effective pitch, strategic connection, and smart capital management apply. And this platform aims to support that. What about that timeline? How long should you realistically expect it to take to secure financing? Always a big question. The analysis admits, look, this varies greatly. No single answer. It can be a relatively quick process, maybe a few weeks for small angel investments if you're lucky and prepared. Or it can stretch over several months for larger seed rounds or those complex grant applications. The key insight here, though, is that diligent preparation, a refined pitch, and active networking significantly speed up the process.
Preparation pays off.
Absolutely. The more ready you are, the clearer your vision, the better connected you are to relevant investors. The faster things can genuinely move. Then there's the crucial question of investor metrics. What specific criteria do investors truly look for when they're evaluating an opportunity? The analysis highlights several crucial factors. Things like the sheer size and growth potential of your target market. Mm-hmm. Is it big enough? The experience, cohesion, and overall strength of your founding team. Can this team execute? A clear and demonstrable product market fit. Does your solution genuinely resonate with its intended audience? Is there proof?
Product market fit, yes. Critical.
Super critical. Existing traction users, revenue, however small. The inherent scalability of your business model, can this get big? And robust, defensible financial projections. Furthermore, a strong understanding of your unit economics, that is, how much it costs you to acquire a new customer versus how much revenue they generate over their lifetime, that is absolutely key too.
Can't ignore the numbers.
No way. If it costs you $50 to acquire a customer, but they only generate $40 in revenue over their entire journey with you, your unit economics are upside down. Sophisticated investors will spot that immediately. Can platforms like Spartan Cafe actually assist with pitch refinement? We touched on this. Absolutely. The platform is designed with features that specifically address this need. It offers those AI consultants that can provide instant strategic feedback on your pitch deck and presentation, as well as community feedback mechanisms, getting input from peers and potential investors. This direct assistance can dramatically increase your chances of securing financing by ensuring your message is as compelling, clear, and investor-ready as possible, turning good ideas into great presentations. What about common mistakes that founders frequently make, things to avoid? The analysis highlights several pitfalls to be vigilant about, presenting unclear value propositions that don't immediately convey your unique benefit, make it obvious. Having unrealistic financial projections that lack grounded assumptions, be realistic. Failing to thoroughly research your potential investors, shows a lack of diligence, right?
Huge mistake, know your audience.
Absolutely. Having a weak or incomplete team that raises concerns about execution capability, and poor, inconsistent communication, which just erodes trust over time. These are all hurdles that can easily derail an otherwise promising venture, regardless of how good the underlying idea is.
Yeah.
How does Spartan Cafe specifically help founders connect with investors? It aims to provide a curated, focused environment that connects builders directly with a network of engaged investors and mentors. This structure helps you gain that vital visibility and direct access to decision makers, people who are actively looking for opportunities within that ecosystem, effectively cutting through the typical layers of gatekeepers and those warm introduction requirements that often slow down the traditional funding process.
Uh-huh.
Are there post-funding support resources available on Spartan Cafe after you get the check? Yes, indeed. The platform apparently understands that securing funding is just one step. The beginning, really.
The journey continues.
Exactly. It continues to offer AI consulting for ongoing strategic advice on managing growth, managing capital, and the vibrant community provides invaluable peer insights and mentorship for navigating the challenges of scaling a funded company effectively. This ensures you're not just left alone after the check clears. You have continuous support to maximize your financing and ensure sustainable growth. And finally, a very practical and often disheartened question. What should you do if your initial attempts fail? You get a no, or many no's. The analysis' advice here is clear and, I think, empowering. Analyze the feedback rigorously. Don't just dismiss it out of hand because it hurts. Learn from it. Iterate on your pitch and maybe even your core business model based on those insights. Actively seek further mentorship to refine your approach. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Crucially, leverage the Spartan Cafe community or whatever community you're part of for guidance, new introductions, fresh perspectives. Persistence, the analysis strongly reminds us, is absolutely key in the entrepreneurial journey. Every no is simply a redirection towards a better yes, or maybe a necessary pivot.
That's a really comprehensive overview of those FAQs. And if we connect this back to the bigger picture, why Spartan Cafe is positioned as uniquely effective, it's because it seems fundamentally built to be a truly results-focused platform. That phrase keeps coming up. Every single element, from its design to its features, appears geared toward helping you, the builder, move your project forward and secure the necessary capital. It genuinely aims to flip the script entirely on how entrepreneurs traditionally seek funding and support, making the whole process hopefully more efficient, more equitable, and more founder-friendly. Let's quickly recap what makes Spartan Cafe so distinct and powerful, according to the analysis, really embodying that pocket ecosystem concept. The idea that it consolidates everything you need. It's essentially pitched as your entire professional network and project toolkit accessible in one place, on your phone, maybe. It aims for immediate results, designed to connect you with collaborators and provide instant feedback, which is vital for agile development, rapid iteration. It offers the full spectrum. Build Fund Connect, all the essential tools you need to transition seamlessly from just a nascent idea to successful execution. Crucially, it promises no noise, providing a curated, distraction-free environment, unlike those often overwhelming general social platforms.
That's appealing. Very appealing.
And that innovative feature, Talk to the App, giving you direct on-demand access to AI consultants for instant strategic advice. That truly feels like having a seasoned mentor on call, ready to assist 24/7. It fosters network without pressure, allowing you to build meaningful, authentic connections organically, rather than through forced or transactional interactions at endless events. It's described as a thriving community where you actively engage with dedicated innovators, founders, investors who are as serious about building and achieving as you are. The platform is also positioned as inherently authentic, unbiased, built on meritocracy and real results, not on superficial metrics or popularity contests. And very importantly, it's explicitly not Facebook for Business. It's a professional ecosystem designed specifically for the unique needs of builders, not a generalized social media feed that often dilutes professional intent. All of these meticulously designed features, they culminate in a truly powerful and aspirational message for you, the innovator. The message is to outsmart the funding game. The analysis makes a bold, empowering promise, and I'll quote it because it's quite punchy. Skip the gatekeepers. Spartan Cafe flips the script. Now Wall Street's chasing you. No more begging banks for approval. No more waiting weeks for a maybe. And now, W, you hold the leverage.
Wow, that's a strong claim. Wall Street's chasing you.
It's very strong, and whether it fully delivers or not, the intent is clear. This isn't just marketing fluff. It's about fundamentally empowering you to be in control, to command the attention of capital providers, and to make your vision a funded, thriving reality by changing the rules of engagement. That's the core idea.
Okay. Today, we've embarked on a really comprehensive deep dive, haven't we? Into simplifying this often intimidating, often complex world of startup financing. We've meticulously explored the significant challenges inherent in those traditional funding avenues. We've highlighted the undeniable power and strategic advantages of alternative capital methods, bootstrapping, grants, crowdfunding. And most importantly, we've seen how innovative platforms, exemplified here by Spartan Cafe based on the analysis, are aiming to truly empower your journey as a builder, as an entrepreneur. We've reiterated that securing funding, while hard, is not an impossible task, but rather one that requires astute strategy, unwavering resilience, and critically, access to the right resources and a supportive community to back you up every step of the way.
Yeah, and your ability to articulate your vision with precision, with passion, that truly matters. But your capacity to manage capital wisely, with discipline, that matters even more for long-term success after you get the check. The journey from a groundbreaking idea to a fully funded, thriving reality fundamentally demands you to be both, right? Both an audacious innovator and a disciplined financial strategist. You need both hats. So this raises, I think, an important final question for you, our dedicated listener, to ponder. What's the very first strategic financial step you will take today to move your vision forward? Leveraging the clarity and control we've discussed, rather than maybe succumbing to those old anxieties or waiting for permission.
Because the future doesn't just happen, does it? It belongs to those who actively build it. So stop letting funding uncertainty and those old paradigms hold back your genius, your unique insights, your incredible potential. Your next big idea isn't just waiting to be thought up. It's waiting to be built. It's waiting to be funded.
Mm-hmm.
It's waiting to be made a reality. We've hopefully shown you some ways to navigate that path, drawing on these insights. Now let's build it together.